Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Nessa Monday. All right, let me make sure I'm not talking to myself. 504-6477. Who we got?
You know the fuck that is. That's Big O. That's Big O. What's happening?
Oh, that's Big O. What's happening, baby? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening?
Not much. Just chilling, baby. Staying above the ground.
Yeah, that's it. Another day up. Another day up. Right, that's
it. I'm gonna do like everybody else. I'm gonna go on mute for a little minute because I'm doing something. I'm gonna do like everybody else.
All right, go ahead. I got another mic, dope. See what this is. All right, Big O.
All right.
504-1882.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Oh, see, you call from mute. Okay, all right, there you go. What's happening, Mo? So.
No, I ain't got nothing going on.
Hey, you might want to come in about 8 later than shit.
We went out to the Mobile. Shit, quite a few of us from over this way. Went out there. She was a real good race. We had a real good time out there.
You know, look, they got that track working, huh?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Got it working pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some live feeds on. I was like, shit.
Man, Let me tell you something. It's all about putting the right people in the right place.
For years,
that track's been a little backyard tracking. Look at what that little backyard track is doing with the right people running there. Right, people prepping.
You're right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I ain't saying it to put down on nobody. I'm just saying, it could be done anywhere.
I don't think, nobody really, if you voice your opinion, you're talking about what you see. You're bringing up what you see,
sir.
Which is... in that track, like you say, before you always heard it. Remember, before it used to be 600, they bumped it up to 660. They made it a full 8 mile. They doing it's baby steps. Now look at the track. They done had some fast cars out there. Some badass cars have been going down that track lately. They resurfaced everything, redid it, man. They getting it right. Shit.
Oh, yeah. And he came around.
That's good, though. I'm glad for that, man. We need that, man. Definitely need that. Now, the option, man. Option is not. And that's not that far for us. I know for me, it ain't but, hour and 40, 45, maybe. If I just cruise, if you push it, you can get there a little quicker,
Right, yeah, I did that ride like an hour and 25 hours 30.
Yeah, like Peter and Steven can make it there a little quicker than me. I set my cruise on 72 in this ride, talking ride. But the motor guys, some motor team.
I ain't lying, I was rolling 85 the whole ride back.
Oh, I know 85. You was rolling, make it that quick. Yeah. Peter the one. See you, Pete? Shit. Won't get somewhere quick, Pete. You want to drive? Pete, be rolling.
Shit.
Oh, man. How you looking? You all be close, huh?
Man, I should have the motor next week, but then I got to get it wired. I got to get in line for that. It ain't like I can just pull up at nobody's shop and get a wire to do it tomorrow. So I got to get in line for that. Then I got to get with Tune and see when he's available to the dyno it is. And then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I ain't even tripping on it. I'm ready to bring my son car out. I'm ready to bring a slick tie car out.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it done? I thought it was close to being finished.
It been done. It was in body shop jail. That motherfucker been in body shop 8 months. 9 months now.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All
right. Yeah. Now, but I thought y'all already got it finished.
Yeah, it's been done.
Yeah.
I can't come out looking any kind of way.
But how did Billy Block look? It looked nice and shiny?
Man, I ain't got no but a stock 5-3. I took a few of y'all too. I'm still reading.
I'm talking about your car. I'm talking about it still with Billy. Billy be best with
it. Oh, no.
You got that Billy Block. Clyde, what you got, Clyde? You got a Billy Block?
Nah, I ain't got none of little Loomis Block.
Look, Wayne, you talking shit on you. Don't be going around telling people that Moby Ray, you got a Billy Block now. Come on.
Hey, you know, you already know I keep the front end off that motherfucker. She ain't got nothing.
Yeah,
you gonna get up there? You ain't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh man, when you cover it, you can make them think. You know, even if nothing changed, come out when you first come out, keep a blanket over, pull it in the trailer. Keep wondering, boy.
They ain't gonna know what the hell going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, so ain't nobody else. I see Meek and them and Bishop got a race this weekend at Junkyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a nice show.
On Sunday. Yeah. Well, when they got
she said next year she's going to start doing them on Saturday because I told her. She was like, oh, everybody likes Sunday. Up here, I'm like, yeah, it's cool for the locals, but shoot, you got to drive them 2-3 hours home. At 12, 1 o'clock at night, and then got to get up for 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Shit,
yeah,
ain't so convenient.
Don't happen. Now you got a weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend or something on one of them holidays. Yeah, it ain't bad.
Right.
You can mosey on in. You got money to catch up. But when you tie down there, that's
At this point in life, shit, it take you two, three days to shake back after a weekend like that.
We go out, we go to track Saturday. And still out there, shit, Sunday, yeah, I don't do shit. You got good plans, come on, yeah, I'm going to do this. She come.
Shit.
Sunday morning, shit, lay in bed all day. Walk through, mow around the house, watch TV and stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, catch yourself. Yeah. It's quiet, man. Shit, ain't nobody else. Come on, people. Y'all know I ain't boom. I don't have no long wind. You know, me and Mo can't just fog all day about nothing, man. Somebody got to come on here. Y'all want this show, y'all got to get on here and start talking.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. Everybody. Well, I don't know. Let me see what else they got. Okay, here we go. There we go. Ignited some fire. Here we go. All right. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Hold on, Mo. Let me open these mic. 225-2803. Who we got?
Jamie. It's Big Country.
Damn! What's up?
Nothing, man. What's up?
Why, ladies and gentlemen, we got a celebrity here, man. This is like Sasquatch. We finally got him on here.
What's up, man?
And you're about as big as Sasquatch, too. Shit. Well, he lost the weight now. Shit, man. What's happening?
Heard y'all. I seen Jimmy Marshall post the link to the show. Let me get on this motherfucker and tell everybody hey real quick.
I just want to say hey.
Just see what was up. Listen to the
how
show
been?
A little bit.
How you been? Them girls getting big and moving on, huh? Graduating and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One's in college. The other one just graduated. And yeah, it's just been crazy, you know. Well, trying to afford life, you know. Fuck. So, just enjoying not the stress of fucking racing. I know that shit. Fuck. I want to do it again, but not right now. I'm enjoying too much of this damn vet. So just riding around and shit.
Yeah,
I've been going out there to State Capitol helping, just having fun with them knuckleheads and shit with G and Tony, helping them with their cars and shit, and that's it. I ain't been doing nothing. Staying out of trouble. Trying to. I just wanted to say, hey, fuck. Tell everybody what's up.
No, no business.
Y'all stay out of trouble. I'm going to go on mute. and keep my mouth shut because I can't. That car's slow as fuck. I can't talk shit to nobody. So, you know.
Then you can talk shit to Daniel. You can whip Daniel.
I don't know. That Camaro's probably faster than mine. Shit. That car got a cam and shit. I can't say nothing to him yet. My shit stopped.
Wow. Shit. I just got a text from a guy from over here in Madisonville just passed. Dude kept trying to call me and said, man, I'm on the show. Text me. Wow. All right. Let me move on to this next one. 504-1222.
What's up, Jamie? This hands gang. What's up, man? What's up?
Call it good, man. Call it good.
I'm trying.
I fell asleep on live feed, man. I was watching it. I saw you make a pass, and then I said, I'm going to watch this. Man, shit. Next thing I know, I woke up at 2-something, almost 3 o'clock. I said, well, so much for watching anything else. Oh, shit.
Nah, hey, bro, Scooby put on a good show up there, man. They had some nice cars out there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fast cars.
Oh, yeah, that's a shit.
Hey, other friend Cheese on here tonight, man?
Let me see if he's on here. Let me see. Cheese. Let me hit these mics and if he on, he gonna hang. He'll pop up in a second. Hang on, hang in, all right? 504-4892. Who we got?
What's going on, Jamie? This is Jeremy, man.
Who is this? Oh, Jeff.
Jeremy Black. What's going on, fella?
Oh, Jeremy, what's up, Jeremy? What? Yeah, you got your show coming up too, man. Yeah, what's up?
I'm on the road going to pick this car up. They finally got it done.
Oh, shit.
Finally got it done after a year.
Damn. Hey. Well, it was perfect timing.
Yeah.
They dyno, got everything tuned and ready. All you got to do is get in and make some suspension up.
The setup gonna work fine when we got it. Just got to get it tuned now.
Okay.
So we're going to try to do that this weekend. Work on getting it tuned this weekend. Try to be ready.
All right. Well, there you go. Shit. Oh, yeah. Well, your mic open, too. But, well, that's good. Shit. We got 3 more weeks of your race.
And we got a battle for our race. We got a real, real battle. We're going up against lot of events going on. But it's going to be what it's going to be.
What events they got going on?
Boys, I mean, I think we're going to get the calls, but they got Big Jake race that weekend, but we ain't really too much worried about that. They got a race in Steele that weekend. They got Grambling and LSU playing in Baton Rouge, and Southern and Jackson State playing in Baton Rouge. All at the same day.
Yeah. Damn, man, let's go Grambling by there.
Yeah, they put one of them SEC teams and putting them little small schools on there to get them a paycheck. That's all that is.
Well, give them some TV time and get them, Well, I mean, Grambling and Southern pretty pop, but give them more little exposure, I guess, you know? So, yeah, shit. Yep. Oh, yeah. I think you'd be all right. I mean, most people that race usually don't worry about too much of that. You know, they'll watch
TV
or something. I mean, in Big Jig race, I mean, you're not competing against with. You might get some spectators might like to go, but your cars, well, you're not trying to do that type of event anyway. That's not what you're doing as far as Give me Jimmy. I think you're going to be good, man. Be real good. Yeah. Hold on a second. But don't forget, call in here like, what was that, like a week before, like right before, just call up in here and remind everybody, you know, about your race
I'm on
and stuff.
Here I'm on there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know numbers. I'm writing them down now. I lost all my paper.
Right.
Now I got my little pad out. I'm writing all my numbers. So when someone asks me on, I can look down my list and see if I see them on. I had lost my little paper, but that's what I'm doing now. That's why I like people to chime in and talk, so I have their numbers so I can see if they're on or not. Yep. All right, well, let me hit this other mic. Jeremy, hold on one second. 504-6881, who we got? Hello. Let me mute your mic. Hey, Clyde. Clyde. You're quiet on here. No shit. Gee, you only press a one. Let's go down here. Carl, unmute your mic. Not quiet. Here we go with that quietness again. Let's see if we can do here. Find something.
They ain't quiet, Jimmy. You just want to press that one button. Check.
Yeah, they only hit the one button. Yeah, they're quiet, man. All right, let me see what we got. A lot of people ain't on here. Right, let's see what else they got. Let's see. Well, y'all know we got Curtis Hart race coming up. Labor Day weekend and following weekend is Jeremy Black's. That's at Gulfport, and Curtis is at State Capitol. Then you got Ford Chevy. I think that's in September. Let's see what we got here. I'll pull it up. I'll put you right now. Just 20-something. Let's see. He ain't on here. September 30th to October 1st. That's Ford Chevy. So that's the end of the month, end of September. All right, here we go. Let me try this other number here. 504-9736. Who we got?
What's up, Jamie?
What's up?
It's what? Yeah.
You missed it earlier. I was telling people I'm reprogramming, getting all my numbers written down again. I lost everybody's number. I have my little area set out for my show. You can have me a little pad with everybody's number down. And I threw it away. I write everything back down. What did you say?
End of September for a Chevy?
Yeah, end of September, September 30th and October 1st. Yep. That's where it was.
Better move that festival to October or something.
Oh, yeah. And the, that's what it is. I gotta go check it out. As you always do, man. Yep. That's it. What you been up to, Wes?
I've been chilling.
Yeah.
The Midnight Madness race in Donaldsonville Saturday. It was nothing over there.
Oh, you went there this weekend?
Kind of dead out there.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know if it was this weekend or not.
I don't think that was really out there. It was impressive. They were at the, you probably saw it before, a green audible with the blowing jets on it. I'm pretty sure you saw it. It's a Malibu. Green Malibu.
With the blow?
Stacy's car.
Stacy Hampton, yeah. Yeah, that big huffer, yeah.
Yeah. With the blow on the front of it. That's all that. He made about two passes. That was about it.
All right. Well, this Friday we got a gamblers race in Tyson 2. Let's see what this is. The 26th, which is Saturday, is a bracket series. So, over there. Bracket racing 2023. So that's this weekend, no problem. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think something is coming up at State Capitol. I'll find out right now. Here we go. That's in September, the big chaos race. Funny car chaos. But other than that, State Capitol don't have nobody's face. That was in the beginning. That's it. There y'all go. Too much happening. Still hot. Cool down a little bit. About to see them damn cars burning up.
It's always trying on them.
No, just like that, man. You only got so much shit I could talk about. They just sound that way, but keep lines open. Everybody's going to get on here and play some stuff, you know? Oh, there's so much we can do.
Right.
Yep. Oh, I know what I want to ask. What rate suits y'all like? What companies? I know they got Pro One, they got Pro Fox, they got Crowd.
What's wrong?
I guess we'll wait to get greasy later tonight or something, shit. Oh, man. Oh. Mr. Glenn, is he on here? Hit the one button. I don't know if he on here anymore. Want to talk to him. I don't have his number no more. See how he been doing. 409-9582.
That's you, Mr. Glenn? Yes, sir. What's up?
How you been?
I've been hanging. I can't complain. It's hot out here, but I've been trying to hang.
Yeah. They stay inside and stay cool and hydrated. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've been trying to catch the show. I was here laying for you tonight, though.
Yeah, I brought it back because, you know, they started having a little more action. And people have been doing, you know, Texas and stuff. You don't do it. And Tuesday night, I do other stuff. You know, I started back in the pool, so. You know, league. And I can't do Tuesday, so I just remember.
Yep.
Yeah,
and you had me fooled. Yeah. I thought you had them numbers in your head.
No, man, I write them down. See, I'm going to write you down. I got my little pad now. I had them on paper. Now I'm putting them on my scribe so I can store everything. It'll be digital now. It'll save it. I ain't going to worry about it no more. You know, I had them all written down. Now, some of them, like Moe's, yours, I kind of knew because after a while I knew that different number. But
yeah.
I didn't have them, because it's not all the same. You're beginning 409, so I knew. But like Moe's, I knew his last four. I memorized everybody's last four after a while.
Yeah.
But we don't call them. You know, just like your phone. If you ask somebody ask you for their phone number, now everybody look up the name. They don't look up the phone number no more. They look up the name and then press the name. So, you know, it's hard. Remember numbers. Old days, you knew them numbers by heart.
Yeah, well, I still keep up with some of it, but when I don't have to. I ain't had no choice at all. Being a head operator, I had to deal with numbers, so I ain't had no choice.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, but that's like I said, that was almost 4 years ago. Now I don't have to do that no more.
So you just retired, huh? Sit back.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Staying in his AC all day long. Well, I can't complain about that because my job was AC, too. I'm already climatized.
Oh, yeah, you got that AC poisoning.
Oh, yeah. If I ain't got to be out there, I ain't going out there.
That's like my dad, he's in construction all his life. He can't. Come out in the shop if I'm doing something like that. I'm going to go inside for a little bit, you know. Yeah, I'm going to check on something. He's not out here. You know, I just sit out here, man. No.
I hear that.
I got there just a little fan on me. Why, he's got all the fans on? I'm not putting all them fans on. Open that door. Get some air coming through it. You don't like it.
No, if I got to be out there, I'm going to fight it for as long as it takes, but after that, I'm coming back in.
Yeah.
This is too hot.
I've been spoiled the past couple of jobs, been air conditioned, been doing some final touch-ups and punch stuff, so.
Yeah.
Next couple of weeks, I'm going to be in the heat now. Back to on a new job, so.
Hopefully this thing will turn in at least 2 weeks or something, because we need it.
Oh, we need rain. I don't know if y'all been getting any rain. We ain't been getting
some. Y'all been getting a little touch, but we hadn't had nothing for about 3 weeks now.
We got something. Two weeks ago on a Tuesday we got something. On Thursday we got a little rain. That was it. Nothing else.
Rain scared the fuck.
Like a little sprinkler. Put it this way, rain and And on them job sites where they don't have side to the ground, the next day or later that evening, it looked like it ain't rain. It sucked it up.
Right, right, yep. It's all pulling away from the concrete and everything, and we having pipes broken left and right over here.
What? Man. Wow.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
We're supposed to get a little chance at least tonight or in the morning or something, but you never know.
Yeah. Well, I was like that 2 weeks ago. They didn't have no rain in the forecast. Next thing you know, I saw it start getting dark. I looked on the forecast. It showed rain, but earlier that day it didn't show anything, man. I was like, wow. Something just brewed up, popped up. I was like, wow. Yeah. But that's about it, man. We haven't been doing much working. That's it.
Y'all look like y'all starting to get lined out at state capitol, though. At least y'all having events kind of consistently almost now.
They're getting a little bit better, man. It's getting there. You know, you got they're trying to get it turned around. You got Gulfport, U.S. 90. That's for us. All those tracks have been under 2 hours from us right here on the North Shore.
Yeah.
Pretty much the guys in the water about the same, you know. A little bit. But, you know, CK, it's looking good. I mean, it's, you know, they still try once in a while. You got a couple of races be happening at no problem, too. So, we all, you know, it's pretty big. So, well, that's all we need, man. I mean, a couple other people travel. We ain't been doing too much traveling ourselves, but we just ain't got no cars ready, to be honest with you. That's the biggest thing. When you got work, you're trying to make the money, and when you don't have it, you kind of
right.
Wait and see, because you say, well, man, I might not be able to... I got a few dollars I can spend, but I can't spend what I really need to spend. So let me just wait.
Yeah, and then when you're doing that, every now and then something else pop up right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, you're right.
I'm sitting there waiting on the dishwasher now. Don't hardly use it, but I wanted to use it the other day, and it didn't work, so I had to get another one.
Wow. Right, I ain't used mine in forever, man.
Well, I really can't complain about it because it was here since I built the house, and that was back in 93. I said, well, we usually wash the dishes and stuff. Usually hand wash the dishes, but very seldom somebody would put something in the dishwasher. So
mm-hmm.
I just went on and ordered another, and I got 2 more weeks, and it should be in.
Well, there you go. You got some service out of that thing.
I'm not complaining.
30 years. Was it either Kenmore or Maytag?
Maytag.
Yeah. Yeah, Kenmore, Maytag. I'm starting to know this last. Back in the day, not the new stuff now.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm talking about in the 90s and 2000s. Shoot, you couldn't, man. Them things were like tanks. The day before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that, right around after, mid-2000s.
That's why I got to wait on my replacement, because it's one of them Maytags, but, I mean, it's one of the good ones, and, you know, they don't have them in the store, so I just got to wait for it to come in, but that ain't no big deal. I got time.
Yeah, you just sell them at an appliance store. All that stuff.
Yep.
And Maytag do make a better product.
I would have fixed it, but you know how old it is. I can't get the parts for it.
I was about to say, it probably was something simple.
It is. But I can't get the parts.
What did you say was wrong with it?
The motor that pumps out and everything, it's all one deal. It's not a separate motor like some of the other ones. And I can't get the assembly no more, so I just got to get another one.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And I could have got a I could have got a cheaper one or something like that, but shoot, if that one lasted that long, I'm going to get another good one and not have to worry about it for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. I got a Maytag dishwasher.
Hey, Boom been on the show? I ain't heard from that rascal in a while yet. I might have to call him or something. I hadn't heard from him.
He was on here yesterday. Not yesterday. Last week he was on here. At all. He talked a little bit. I'm surprised he ain't on this week. He said they had got all the stuff done on their track, but they won't open back up in wintertime. The stuff they have. So.
Mm-hmm.
But they trying to get that, spend a little money on that track, get some stuff. You know, so.
I seen that.
Yeah, they definitely. You know.
But yeah,
another track was about an hour and 40 minutes from us. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks that we can go to. You know, that's, real good tracks to have some fun and, something different,
Yeah.
Once you get past that 2 hour mark, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to come down that way. I mean, even just to visit, but until we get the wife lined out, I try not to go that far. Matter of fact, we got an appointment tomorrow. Trying to find out what that issue is.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, wig splitter ready to go?
No, man. Y'all. On Jack's thing. I'm going to put a new set of tires. My tires going to be dry right about the time I get ready to go out.
I got my little Chevy too in the garage. They've been asking me to bring it to a car show, but I got to clean the garage before I do that. And how did it is? I told them I ain't coming.
You're right, man. We used to take my dad's truck to them little cruise things, And it's just been hot. And I was like, you want to go? Now, later we might ride after the sunset, but. I'm not sitting there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's a concrete jungle where they be at a number of asphalt. It's just like being at the track out there on the scene. That's just a bacon.
I'm going to put air in it, but actually I want to put another engine in it before I do that. But even in the morning, I walk like 4 days a week in the morning at 5 o'clock, and it's still kind of hot right then. It's cooler than it is during the daytime, but it's still rough.
Yeah, I walk outside in the morning. I walk the dog, and man, it's like, is somebody burning something over here? Because this show is still hot.
It sure is. I had to cut it short this morning. It was a little too much. If it was like 79 or 80 or something, that with a breeze or something, but it was 81 with no wind.
Yeah. Probably humidity was high, too.
Yes, sir. I was sweating before I even made the first lap.
Wow.
Hey, is Danny... Is Daniel little Chevy 2 finished?
No. He been tinkering with it, but he ain't did nothing. What year car you got?
67.
Oh, you got the 67. Okay, he got the 63 like I had. I had the 63.
Yeah, I got a buddy with a little 63 like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I had a 63 and a 65. 65 was a sedan, mm-hmm. and a 62 was a hardtop.
Yeah.
Got rid of both of them. One burned out at Gulfport.
Uh-oh.
Another one home.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. You know, another one I sold. I would have had M96 with 3-speed. It took the column off, put on the floor. My little car used to go to work in. Couldn't tear that boat up, man. It wasn't fast for that whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning. I wish I'd had it now. There's some material in it. Shit, I had me a nice little ride.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Quiet. You on here? Well, we got a show or something. A meeting.
Looking for me, Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie, what you got?
Yeah, can you hear me? You sitting down?
Who, me?
Yeah, you sitting down?
I'm going to my chair. Why, what's up?
Fenwick died.
Who?
Fenwick.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding.
I'm serious. That my phone was blowing up while the show was on. Just now, his cousin was calling me. I said, man, text me a little bit. I said, I'm on a show. I can't get off. And he said, yeah.
Oh, crazy man. He had a heart attack or something, huh? Because he looked like he was really healthy.
Causes. Yeah, he's in natural causes. Well, you know, that's what they say. That something happened. I mean, people can look out to have problems, you know, but to me, he didn't look like he was all right. But,
yeah, it seemed like he was pretty healthy. Crazy. Fucking mind gone, but other than that.
Look, he said, it's too time to charge me to get on a show. Let me call him in. Hang on a second. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get him on.
You better hang everybody up fucking with cheese.
No, I'm calling. No, I call from the show. I got a thing on the show I call it from. I ain't hanging. I ain't calling from my. I don't call nobody in on my phone. But like I said, once I hang up this sucker, if I don't call back in so long, you know, it'll end the show. Yep. We got somebody out here want to talk to him.
Talk to who?
Keith.
Who wants to talk to him?
This is Corey Driver. Can't leave me a message. I'll get back with you shortly.
I'm going to send him the number.
He's also Coach Driver. Have a message for me. Just leave a message, and I will call you back later. Thank you.
I'm going to send him the number.
He got the number. He said he's kind of charging. He must be dialing the wrong number.
Called it.
Let me tell him I'll call him in. Tell him I'm going to call him in.
All right.
Let's try this again.
I tried to. I tried to send him a message.
Oh, Jimmy said it did him too.
It just went through.
Yeah.
Jimmy Marshall
just said the same thing. He called him. What?
He must be up there right here. He must be dialing the wrong number.
Jimmy just said he tried to call. Jimmy, let me see if I call Keith in again. Try, let's see.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, it's Jamie. You on the show?
Oh, okay. What's that?
None.
I kept trying to call in. They wanted to charge me up. Can't even a minute.
Oh, man. That number you got?
Nick said the same thing. They wanted to charge him a penny a minute.
Yeah, well Jimmy Master just messaged me, said the same thing, but he on now. They tried to charge him.
Okay.
Why don't you be tripping, man?
I said, I ain't never did that a penny a minute. I ain't never heard that.
Y'all stop hating on my hustle. I'm trying to get you mugs, man. Y'all trying to, y'all want to get on
Nick
here.
To pay you.
I'm trying to get my little come up, man. Come on, y'all the brother up. Trying to get weak.
Yo, I never heard what you just said. And you try to get a come up. Oh, Lord. Nah, you know I help you out. You know that already, James.
Oh, come drop a bag off. But y'all, no, I ain't doing it, y'all. I'll be talking. I ain't calling next show no more. I'm trying to talk.
Yeah, because Nick told me the same thing. It did him the same thing.
I ain't got but 20 callers on here too, and I'm a premium member. Yeah. That boy, look at it. I'm going to call them up. What the hell happened here? They gave another number, but that's this the one that shows, but they show two numbers. Sometime when this one don't work, I post that other number and they don't have no problems. So. Maybe, I don't know. We have to try to know all this spoke up next week. Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all. Hold up. 504-1222. Who we got?
Yeah, what's up, Jamie? It's Haynes Gang. I fell off for a second.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, did you ever find cheese?
Yo, you ain't got to look for me. I'm right here. You ain't got to look for me.
Son.
Yeah. You talking about you looking for me? I didn't know you were looking for me.
How you doing, bro?
Looking for me. How you doing?
I'm better than you, let me tell you.
Man, I saw that little weak-ass pass you made. You ain't scaring nobody with that shit.
I ain't do it to scare you, bro. I'm just up there trying to compete.
Okay, all right. I understand. I understand. That's with the car. I messed with my car.
Okay.
I started to ride up there Saturday, but I was up here doing stuff. I was too busy.
Man, stop it, bro.
I was. I, this time of year, everybody in the country want their AC fixed.
Man, you ain't coming nowhere with a gun to race in there, man. Stop lying.
Man, what are you talking about? I ain't coming nowhere racing. I went racing Friday.
Again?
I know you know. I told you I was going racing Friday.
That's all right. That's cool.
I didn't tell you I was going racing Friday.
That's what you say. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You ain't tell me what time you was going for. That's what I asked what time you were going for.
I told you I wasn't going until the sun went down. I left my house at 5:30, or still 6:30, 6 o'clock exactly, got to the track at 7:15 or something. Right when the sun was going down, I told you that.
But me and you and James on the phone, I asked what time you were going, and you told me you didn't know. And I told you I was going to say
I didn't know. Oh, yeah, right. You trying to get to me. Well, you keep trying to get to me when my car ain't ready and I ain't tested it. But when you get it, you're going to get your chance to send heavy at me. You're going to get your chance to send heavy at me. I'm a in this shit.
Yeah, but why you didn't do that early in the week? Why you just say you're going to be up to 7:15?
I'm going to end that shit.
Yeah, all right, because you know Harry's going to come up there and touch that ass up, huh?
Harry's going to do what?
Enjoy your car, man. It's all cool, man. You can go enjoy your car, bro. I'm going to see you, though.
Oh, dude, you're going to see me. You done motivated me.
Come on, man.
You had motivated. Huh?
Hey, you got to
cold body vision beat. What's going on here?
Hey, that's him started. That's him started the Cold Box Nation. He just joined the Cold Box Nation. I've been Cold Box Nation.
Where the?
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
yeah,
LG.
That's Jimmy. I heard that laugh.
No,
that's Jimmy.
That was me just laughing. That was Mo Jeezy. Jeezy said Cold Box Nation dispute.
Yep. You're right, Mo. You're right, little brother. Yeah, brother. It's a dispute. I'm going to end that shit, though.
Hey,
GZ. I was trying to motivate Cheese for 10 years and gave up and sold everything.
Don't even try.
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't even try. You went to buying turbos and everything. Yeah, dude, that sound like country. That's country.
You know, celebrity we got on here, huh?
Oh, big
yeah,
country a celebrity?
When's the last time you've been on here, man? Shit.
Yeah, you're right. It's been a minute. You're exactly right. It has been a minute.
I got tired of waiting on you, Cheese. I had to fucking go do something else.
Man, don't hear that. You went to buying turbos and all kind of shit. Don't even go with that shit.
Turbos, I ain't never owned no damn turbo.
Bullshit. You tell that to somebody else.
I never owned a turbo.
Okay.
Might be a
country,
ever.
Come on, bro. Why you want to bullshit me, country?
I ain't never
you was dealing with a turbo car. When you
who?
Got rid of your car, you were dressed with a turbo car.
Who, Stevie?
Turbo
car?
Mustang and a twin turbo Mazda.
That's all people are fucking with. I can't afford the turbo life, geez. That's why I stuck with nitrous. Turbo's too fucking expensive.
Yeah, okay.
Nitrous is cheap. Well, it was. That's why I had to give up. But yeah. Nitrous got too expensive, too.
Yeah. I can't afford no turbos, so I got to stay in my lane. I can afford to run Hanger Gang, though.
Oh,
I can afford to run my little brother. I can run my little brother. It ain't going to hurt to run my little brother.
Man, I'm not like you, little brother. You can stop saying that, bro.
You my little brother, man. Little brother.
When I try to get the kids over, leave you alone. That's been the last 2-3 years.
Okay.
Box beef.
No, it ain't a beef. I just got to put him back in his place. I had younger brothers thought they was ready for me, too, and I had to knock their ass back down, too.
Man,
just got to put them in their place. That's all, Mo. You just put them in their place.
Man, I would call sitting next to each other for years, and you ain't never said nothing.
Man, when your car was sitting next to me, man, I wouldn't even do that to you. You wasn't even nowhere near my class, bro. Come on, bro. Don't. Hands down. You was nowhere near my class, especially that old motor you had.
I ain't had no old motor. I had a small motor. I ain't had no old motor. Never had a small one.
Man, that little motor you had was nowhere near me, bro. That would have been wrong to run you. That wouldn't have been right.
Man.
They'd have been saying, oh, you picking on Hanes Gang knowing you got a small motor.
Man, stop it, man. Jeez. If I keep it real, man, tell everybody, your car won't even start up, man. Stop lying.
What car won't start
stop
up?
Lying. Don't say your car won't even start,
I'm
man.
I'm going to say my car won't start up. Well, whoever giving you the report, they giving you a fucked up report.
Man, you crazy, man. Stop it, man. I'm looking at your car every weekend, man. Stop it.
How you looking at my car every weekend? Ain't no way you looking at my car every weekend.
Man, your car.
Hang gang. You don't even know where I live at.
Man, your car by Kenny down there all year.
I can listen to this.
Oh, my God. My car ain't been by Kenny house in almost 2.5 years. What are you talking about?
So your car was up there for a year. Pay attention, bro.
Oh, yeah, because that's where I kept it at. Yeah.
All right, then. Now, it's Kenny, can I get you a thing? He told me to leave you alone.
Yeah, because Kenny knew what was going to happen to you. He keep telling you to stop.
Man, stop it, man.
I tell you what. You ain't got to worry about asking Kenny no more. You got permission from me. Nah. So we ain't got to talk about what Kenny said no more. You got permission from me now. That ends that shit. No, you ain't got to get permission from Kenny no more.
Hey,
now you got my permission.
As a matter of fact, we all sit in my Suburban and watch what you did against Daniel with that fucking 13-second pass. Man, you can't even eat a beer against Daniel.
That went 13 seconds. Okay, yep, 13. No, it went 14.50.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It went 13. Keep on thinking 13. If I went 13.50, that means you went 17.80.
I'm cool with that. Hey, Big Country.
All right.
Hey, Country. Hey, Country, did me and you race?
Yep.
All we just started there one time, and the owners and the driver, they wanted to race. You got right in the box and got it on, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, don't even come with that. You come when my leg been broke 3 fucking years and you talking that shit. My leg just getting where I can walk and stand on it. You talking shit now.
Yeah, I think coming after you come with that.
Tell him what you going to do with that leg. Chief, tell him what you going to do with that leg.
I'm going to put it all up in his ass. All in his ass. Y'all better get somebody to do surgery to get that bitch off, because I'm going to put it all in his ass.
Yeah.
He putting cold, he cold heavy in that water. That's what you're doing. Now, you going to sit there and tell me Heavy told you he could have ran me when your car was sitting by Kenny House. He was ready to run me.
How we going to run you? Your car wouldn't start, man. Stop it.
My car wouldn't start where? By Kenny?
Yeah.
What is you talking about?
All right. See, you want to auger. I don't want to auger, man. When you
no, I'm not auger because I'm lost. What are you talking about? My car wouldn't start by Kenny.
Hey, Jamie.
What's up?
Hey, Jesus still on here?
Yeah, Jesus
still on here?
I think, let me look. I had to walk away. I got me some ice cream while y'all was having y'all a little back.
Hey, Jesus.
What's going on?
Man, you know, 30 of them boys from Mississippi called me and say John Perkins was standing behind my car after the pass. They say John Perkins tuning my car now.
That's what they called and told me, too.
Ain't that cool, bro?
Nah,
I never do
man,
that. I ain't leaving Kenny. I'm cool with it.
That's crazy. Yeah. You know what that means? That means you must be looking fast then.
Mm-hmm. No, apparently I wasn't fast. I broke all the fan came off it after the second pass, but hopefully my fan will be here tomorrow and it's gonna
man,
be
y'all
gonna
gotta
be.
Stop that car y'all gotta stop that car from leaving like that. Y'all gonna try to replace this shit, keep leaving in the air, slamming that motherfucker down.
No, let him leave in the air. Don't tell him what to do. Let him leave in the air.
Hey,
he's gonna be leave in the air. No, you just got in the racing game. You're talking about racist talking. Yeah, because all them years I was running where you was in, since you talking.
Yeah, I was standing right there.
Where you was when I was running. Nowhere to be found. You was nowhere to be found. You did not come up to me when I was running my car.
All right, whatever.
Hey, gang. Hey, don't lie on the radio, bro.
Don't
lie. All them years I was running my car, you never came up to me. I know what you was trying to do, but I ain't going to put that out there. You know what I'm talking about, too. Yeah. Yeah. You know what you was trying to do. That's between me and you. You know what I'm talking about.
Why you can bring it out there? Oh, hey, let me tell y'all. I wanted a cold box when my motor wasn't big enough. That would you want to hear?
No, I didn't say
I
nothing about that. Go ahead. Keep on going. What else you want to do?
That's all I wanted to do. What you talking about?
All right. Okay, we're going to leave it like that. We're going to leave that in the closet.
Man, you don't have no secrets, man. Bring everything out front. Ain't no secrets with me.
Mm-mm.
I done ran everybody I wanted to race, so ain't no secrets.
Hold up. All right, don't make me put you on the spot, bro. I don't want to do that.
Man, put me on the spot. Put me on the spot. Cause apparently
oh, so you
were,
okay. You weren't trying to buy my motor? You didn't call me trying to buy my motor.
For what?
Did you try to buy my motor, yes or no?
Man, please. Hey, bro, I saw your car, but I didn't know who you was.
That ain't what I'm asking. Did you call me and want to buy my motor?
I promise I never called you and asked to buy your motor, man.
Oh, my God.
Man,
that is, Pain Gang, I should have recorded that call.
Hey, man, you crazy.
You called me three times trying to buy my motor.
No.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna leave it. Let it go.
Listen. I tried to buy Becky motor. So Becky calls up there, too.
Becky.
Yes, you don't know who Becky is. Roland. I tried to buy Roland motor out of Mississippi. I never tried to buy your
motor.
Oh,
I do know who Becky is. Motor. Yeah, you said Roland. I know you tried to buy my motor. You trying to buy everybody's motor where you could get up from that. Because you wasn't going to win with that little motor you had.
That's two different worlds, man. Mr. Donald.
Hang game.
You want to bet on that?
Hey, I bet you whatever.
Man,
I fill up two of your nitrous bottles if Don said you faster than me.
Man, you better call and do something to Mr. Dine. Then Mr. Dine will tell you.
Yeah, they ain't went down. I was about. Man, now what? You're telling me to ask Daniel. Come on, bro. For real.
That's it, man. I got somebody y'all can ask. Y'all can ask that wind light. Y'all ain't got to ask nobody. Ask that wind light. Get it up.
That's going to take too long.
Oh, I like that. No, it ain't. Didn't we lock it in for September the 2nd?
Yes, we did.
All right, then. So don't say it's going to take too long. That ass will be coming. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, then. Hey, if that fan come in on time, you want to do something this weekend?
What I just told you. You're trying to make me do something that I'm not going to do. If my car is not 100% ready like you've been running your car, because your car is tested and proven. That's why. You've been tested and proven your car.
Why you on here bumping your gum like you going to do me?
Oh, because it's going to be ready for the 2nd. Yeah, I told you to motivate me. Nah. Any one of my homeboys will tell you when I'm motivated, I do what it got to be done. You heard what I said? Any one of my homeboys will tell you, once you motivate me, I'm going to do what it takes to get done. You'll see.
I don't care if you run good or not. If I catch a slip,
okay.
I promise I'm going to down you, and you know this.
But you trying to catch me slipping by telling me to run you when I ain't ready. That's slippy.
I tried to come up there Friday. You're lucky I have a business said I wanted to come up there Friday to get you, but you wouldn't tell me what time you was coming for.
He's trying to catch me slipping.
I ain't going to try. I'm going to get him.
No, he ain't going to catch me slipping. He just had to catch me. He's going to have to catch me. That's the difference. You got to catch me.
You got to come on the property in order for me to catch you. You got to come on the property.
And you know how many times I was on the property and you wasn't nowhere to be found, so please stop.
Sitting on a golf cart, yeah. Sitting on a golf cart.
Nah, that's when my leg was broke. I'm talking about before then, bro. Okay, you know what? We ain't got to go back and forth. September 2nd, we're going to be the first ones on the call, on the shootout. First two down. You ain't got to make that hard at all. That's how you eliminate that shit. All that arguing and talking and what I wouldn't do. I'm scared of this person and that person. That's what you do.
What are you doing this weekend?
What I just told you. I didn't answer your question. You ain't got to keep begging me for the weekend. I just told you, September 2nd, first two down. There you go.
I dare you go to track this weekend.
Man, you can't dare me to go to nowhere. Because you ain't no wolf. I ain't never had fear. I haven't got beat up plenty of times and still went back. So don't tell me about being skeed.
I'll tell you what. September 2nd. I'm coming to watch that shit. I didn't even know you still had the damn car. Shit.
Yeah, my leg been broke. I just got where I can start walking on it again.
Yeah, I knew your leg.
I like to lost my leg twice.
Yeah. Who y'all racing September 2nd? I got to come see yours.
It's state capital. I'm not scared of we're going to be at state capital September 2nd for Curtis race.
Okay.
And he ain't got to worry about what time and stuff. You ain't got to worry about the what time and stuff. Me and you the first two pair down. Either you going home or I'm going home. That's how it's going to be. Nah.
Hey, let's go up to Friday right quick.
We all going about this. We going in circles. I'm done with it.
I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be in Kansas, man. Wait till.
I'm not even arguing with him no more. I already told him. September 2nd. It'll give me enough time to straighten my car out, get some passes in it, and we'll be ready. Because you done made all the passes you need on yours.
Hey, GZ.
Well, Jesus must be your new cheerleader because you steady calling Jesus and they ain't help you. Jesus ain't helping you. Nobody can't help you.
Listen, because all you're doing is talking about you pay attention. Hey, Jesus.
Go ahead with it.
I slammed my car down in Alabama the other night. But if that fan come in, I'll be in State Capitol Friday. Hey. Now watch that.
Man, you can get a fan overnight. Overnight it. Don't talk about if it come in.
I'm fine.
Oh, no, you're not. Anything can come in the next day.
All the day, bro.
I'm going to say that dude got hot.
Couldn't do it on Sunday. But don't worry about it. You're going to see me Friday. You're going to see me Friday in Baton Rouge. Now watch. You're going to see.
I'm not looking for you Friday.
And I dare you being looking for the water.
Oh, my God. Nope, I ain't going to ruin the man's show. I told you September 2nd, that's when it's going to happen. So you can stop begging for it.
Man, this don't have nothing to do with Curtis.
When you first called me, I told you September 2nd, we'll make it happen. You said agreed. We got it locked in and everything, so don't even come with that.
Well, don't worry about it. I don't want to wait till the 2nd. What's that mean to you right now?
But I just told you.
Well,
you must be, you must have been one of them kids that was on the yellow, your little yellow bus. You were on the little yellow bus? You was on the small bus, huh? You was in the portable building.
Yeah, I ain't the one from the country, dog.
You must have been in the little portable building.
See, you just want to argue. I bet you want to tell me what time you're going
to
be up.
I'm not. I just told you. We can't. Jamie, move on with the show. September 2nd, bro, we can make it happen. That's how you don't argue no more. Right there. That's how you end that.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you Friday and tell you what time I'm going up there. And I want you to show your baby. Where? And watch it
out. Oh, all bro, right. You can't push me like that, huh? I've been racing way too long for you to try to fuck me like that.
Man, all you want to do is just argue and talk about racing. Man, you need to stop.
Who arguing? I just told Jamie to move on with the show.
I'm finished. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you finished all right. You definitely finished.
Okay.
You're going to be having nightmares calling my name in your sleep.
Man, stop it, man.
You're going to be calling my name in your sleep.
Man, put the Willie balls on that
car. Oh, no. If he put Willie balls on, he'll assist it in. Ain't gonna come with no Willy balls. Mm. Gonna fuck some Willy balls. He better not come with no Willy balls.
I'm not ready to do Willy balls, man. If you're going to air, just go in the air. It is what it is.
Mo, let me tell you what I told him, Mo. Hold on. Y'all hold on. I'm going on mute for a second. All right.
Hey, Wes, get your head over here. Wes, ain't no Willy balls on this show.
What?
What you saying?
I said, get your head off of NHRA. Ain't no Willy balls on this show.
Yeah, don't nobody do that, bro.
Yeah.
You trying to pull that car to a superstar to get it off?
Say it again?
You transport that car to a super soccer, they could get it out at the NHRA.
All right.
No,
I don't know about that.
Got some for that. Got some for it.
This is a no time show, Wes.
Yeah. This is no time.
Well, I know what I want to talk about, Jimmy. If you got a second for me.
Go. We got time, Mo. We got another 45 minutes. What's happening? You got the floor.
Man, I was on. I'm going to tell you something. I was on Facebook about a week or two ago.
Don't get scared now. Don't get scared now.
Hang on. Mo was talking. Hold on. Go ahead, Mo. What you saying?
All right. I was on Facebook. About a week or two ago, and Kurt made a post trying to get two cars to race, and they had somebody said one car was picking on the other one, and other guy was like, you know what I'm saying, he couldn't make the date or what happened, you know what I'm saying, and I typed a message, and I backed it out, because I said, no, I ain't going, because they're going to jump, I ain't got nothing to race. I don't want motherfuckers to say I'm hating. I don't want motherfuckers to say, well, you got something ready or whatever. But I just want to say this: part of the problem of the grudge game around here, everybody's scared to try some shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because somebody have on paper more than you, don't mean you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta try something. You know what I'm saying? That's how racing goes. That's how grudge racing goes. This style of racing, that's how it goes. You're not going to always have an upper hand on people. Sometimes you try stuff. Sometimes you got to ask for a little something. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to give a little something. But that's racing, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't have enough cars around here for just certain cut. Like, let's just say small blocks to run small blocks. You know what I'm saying? Just for a turbo car to run a turbo car. They don't have enough cars around here for that type of race. Grudge racing to die around here if you come to that.
So you nine times out of ten, you're about to try something, man. And it came from somebody. And the thing is about it, Jamie, it came from somebody that I respect and got, and I feel like got up. That I, you know what I'm saying? I thought would have for sure got up there. But I just, I was like, dang, I'm like, shit. Hey, I ain't never saw that coming. But I don't want to put a name. I don't want to put in no names or nothing like that. Cause I don't want motherfuckers to see. You know what I'm saying? I don't want motherfuckers to see. I don't want motherfuckers to see. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
that's just what it is, man. You're not gonna always be the favorite in every race. You're not gonna always be the underdog. If you think you got any kind of chance at turning that one light on, try. If you think you need a little justice, hey, ask for my. I think I need the baptize. I think I need the 1-1. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you negotiate from there. That's grudge reason. Not just you got a bigger motor than me. So you ain't got no business calling me out. Bullshit. How the hell? Just because I got a bigger motor than you, I ain't supposed to be calling you. They ain't the way how this shit go, man. I just wanted to share that little story with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I think I remember that.
You know what I'm saying?
That post. I think I remember a little bit about us. Yeah. You're right.
Man, you got to get up there. You got to get up there, man. This shit ain't for the weak at heart.
No, man, you got to try something. Sometimes you got to just, you know, easy on the pockets or whatever you're going to do. You know, if you're trying something too crazy, you know, you're going to try to.
There we go. Bet you a little money, you know, between you and your crew, bet you a couple $100. You know, a couple hundred dollars.
Make it real interesting. Yeah, a couple of something to make the race happen, everybody happy. And have fun.
But,
if it's, you know.
But there's too many cars around here for nothing to be happening. Come on, man. Let's be fair. I'm talking about the elephant in the room, man. Come on, man. There's no reason why we shouldn't have no reason come going on around this motherfucker. Everything turned around.
You're right.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? We got to do whatever we got to do to get back to every time this motherfucking show come on at 7 o'clock every week. Somebody trying to get
so
on somebody's ass.
That's right.
That's what we got to get back
to. Where you going to be at? We get this. Yep, you're right. That's what needs to happen, man. We need to see.
Yeah.
Before we get it, man, I'm praying this is cheap, you know.
Cheese and Hayes gang, they
hold it
down.
They doing how it's supposed to be done. Yes sir. Yeah, this is a little nice little bet, and you know something happened for the first race, everything's damn. I'm gonna try your ass again, you know, you just hit, ain't no telling, man, it'll be a good little, that's gonna be a rival.
Yeah. That's racing now.
Yep. Oh, shit. T, what you talking about? You scared? Who you talking to?
I know he heard that motor running. Talking about my car won't start. Shit, yeah, okay.
We didn't hear nothing. Jeez, we didn't hear nothing, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
You must be on mute. I'm serious. We didn't hear nothing. We didn't. Who was talking? I didn't hear nothing.
He gonna hear. I told you, you go on with the show because I made my date September 2nd. Ass whooping time, or I'm gonna get an ass whooping. That's just how it's gonna go.
That's it. You can't get no tail if you don't give no tail. Willing to give.
That's right.
Yeah, money don't make no money. You gonna put money out there, you ain't gonna make no money. So.
Well, he already know I made the offer to him. I get him the back time to hit if he drives. I give him the back tire and hit if he drives.
I decline. I'm going to let Heavy do my
work. All right, then. Well, don't talk that shit to me.
Motherfucker, I'm a
You got a high driver. I don't need a high driver. I don't need a high nobody.
I don't care. I don't mind. And I do what I want to do with it.
Yeah, you got a high driver. I don't need no one. I'm the hit man.
I'm going to get you, though.
I'm the hit man.
Well, what that got to do with who the driver now?
Oh, yes, it do got a lot to do with it. You banking on heavy? You banking on heavy. So I'm banking on myself.
What you talking about?
Well, and I don't have nothing against heavy. Heavy my boy, but you banking on heavy.
Why do it matter who drive who car? Why do it matter?
Yeah, because you talk that trash. If you want to, you drive it, I'll give you the back tire and the hit. But like you say,
man,
I'll give you everything in racing. If you drive, I'll give you everything in racing. Same way you're trying to make me run you before September. I'll give you everything in racing if you drive.
That's all I want. Give me opportunity. That's all I want.
If I show up Friday and you drive, we can get it on Friday if you drive.
Man, hey, bro,
nah.
I don't care. Whoever
if you dare me to get to the track, I dare you to drive. I dare you to drive.
On the North Shore, I do not care.
All right, well, then, well, see, you don't want to drive, so don't pressure me no more about getting it before I say I race you.
I say what I want to say. I do what I want to do.
You can. Me too. Just say you're scared. You ain't got the nuts to do that.
You can say anything you want to, my dude. I got to go to work in the morning.
Oh, I said for you.
You
ain't got the nuts.
I
got
to go to work in the morning.
Okay, me too.
So this
you're not the only one that works in the morning?
You mad because I ain't driving?
Nope, I'm not mad at all.
Ain't nobody get mad. Ain't nobody get mad with Jiggalo when he ain't driving. Ain't nobody get mad with Bass Boat. Why you mad?
Man, you name shit from the 70s, bro. I'm talking about right now, 2000.
Yeah,
Come on, 1980,
76, 85,
and
89. Hey, bro, you can say what you want to, bro. When I see you, it's on.
Okay, little brother.
Thank you, little brother. Thank you, little brother. Hey, you gonna see when you got that property together. You gonna see. I ain't gonna laugh playing Kiki with you. We gonna shake hands.
Oh, now you don't want to laugh. You don't want to get mad. Cause it's funny to me.
I ain't mad. I just want to do the work first. I ain't mad.
Well, if you're going to work, get your ass behind the wheel. That's what you call going to work.
That's too much work.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Work.
You ain't going to work
then.
That's too much work. You're going to be a cheerleader. Make sure you have your pom-poms on the sideline.
Hey, my dude. Hey, that's why you call me what you want to, see? Call me out my name.
Go heavy, go. Go heavy, go. Go heavy, go.
You gonna see?
Give me an H.
You gonna see? I'm gonna give you an H. I'm gonna give you an H. You gonna see? See, all you want to do is just argue, bro, instead of racing.
I'm not. How's that arguing, bro?
All
right, I ain't saying nothing else, bro. I'm done. I'm done. If you say I'm arguing, I'm done. I'm done.
The man just gave you a whole summary on how racing's supposed to go. And you still with the foolishness. The man just told you that why ain't nothing popping and cracking around here. And you still with the foolishness. Now you can go wake up anybody you want to on that North Shore and let them drive your car coming. I see you. We going to race. That's all clear.
Oh.
Yo.
Turn the ignition on.
Yeah. Go ahead on.
Nobody's driving my car but me.
All right, I understand that. Go ahead, Jamie. My mind made up. Go ahead, Jamie.
No, we good. I ain't got nobody on here ready to talk. I didn't open all the mics.
So we good.
We done. I've been with excitement for now, man. Both open up a good point. Any two cars in the race. I forgot who said that. It was either Atomic Dog.
Hey,
Keith,
if I build another car, you gonna race me or you gonna still hide in the bushes?
I ain't gonna hide nowhere. Hey, Country, you're not right for doing that when you know my foot was broke, bro. That ain't right for doing that. But I know how you are. I know you just fucking with me, but that's all right. If I had to get a peg leg, I still gonna drive my car. They was already ready to set my car up with a hand drive.
Just put a remote control in that motherfucker, bro. That's all you need for. I'm just giving you shit.
I'm going on mute for a second, Kevin.
Go ahead. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, excitement. A little messy Monday.
Hey, Jamie, when the wig splitter gonna be running?
don't know, man. I'm trying.
May as well get you too, because you hang with him.
What?
I may as well get you too. You hang with him.
Okay. You gonna give me some, huh? I'm not a good tree cutter. I cut them 300 trees. I know heavy be cutting.
I can't cut
them. The light.
I can't cut no
tree.
I'm not.
That way it'll be a good race. You know, I got a little turbo, I got a little lag off of that, so that it will lead together off the line. We'll look good.
I can't do it.
Give the people something to see.
I can't do it. I can't spare it, bro. We're just trying to bring a little action, man.
I messed with it a little bit this weekend. I was going to mess with it some season, but that he had other plans for me.
I understand.
I'm sitting in my shop, man. It was a little too hot in that. I said, be good. Look at it. I said, I'll get to this weekend. Yep.
I understand, boss.
Yep. I'll let you know. I mean, you've been supposed to be getting it on shit.
Just trying to have a little fun, but that's all.
That's it, man. It's just fun. It ain't nothing but fun. Steven, your mic open.
I'm just listening, Jamie. What they got going on this Friday or whenever, this weekend?
They got bracket stuff this weekend. You ain't got nothing happening.
Oh, all right.
Sunday, you got at the junkyard, they got a race. You got a bracket race at No Problem. And
I just got on, man. I heard them talking about racing this weekend.
Yeah, Tease and Tease Hang Game talking over their little race, which is not this weekend, come up following weekend. So,
yeah.
That's it. Mostly. That's it. Like most say, any two cars can pretty much race. About to get it going on.
You probably going to fall in there.
Yeah,
what I'm saying, that the Labor Day weekend?
Yeah. Man, you know, people have plans on Labor Days, you know? That week.
Yeah, well, I'm
not
shit.
There he is
again.
Yeah, as I'm saying, it's kind of hard to, I don't know. And then after that, you got Jeremy Black, Scooby Toad that would be a race, you know? And State Cap, I'm not saying shit, call for it. And then after that, the end of September, Ford Chevy. And then I always got some other pop-up races between that. Mo was talking about how that race was up there in Mobile. You and Haynes Gaines said, that's a nice race.
Yeah, I tell you what, it looked like some good racing, man.
Yeah.
It was on live feed, you see it.
That was some good racing there. It was getting it on. It was some fast shit going down that track. Yes, sir. I know what else I want to talk about, Jim, if y'all got a second.
No, we got time, bro. Look, we need people like, get on here. I tell everybody all the time. Look, I don't talk. Go ahead.
Well, they had a situation that happened at Mobile Dragway this weekend. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Marvin Posey and Brandon Smith, you know, it was the two faster cars in the class, in that small block X class. You know, they both made it to the finals, and when they got to the finals, they decided to split. And as a fan, I was, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I felt some type of way because, you know, that's we up there, you know, we are everybody. I can't say as a gambler because I gamble, everybody don't gamble, but as a spectator, everybody wants to see, you know what I'm saying, who the fastest car that night, you know what I'm saying?
But who gonna win if these two meet up?
You stay there all night.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to the race happening in the finals. And they come up there and they split. They didn't, all right, splitting the money is cool. All right, it's cool because, you know, if you don't, you know, nobody don't want to go all them rounds and don't get nothing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know,
yeah.
If you got an opportunity to go home with some type of money, you know, after going a couple rounds, you know, everybody, you know, would rather that than walking away with nothing. So I get it about the split. But what I don't get is not racing the doggone, running the finals, you know what I'm saying, racing for the finals. I don't care if it's splitting 60-40. The winner gets 60, the loser get 40. Man, get a fans a show. Because if that trend starts, then people going to stop going.
Well, no, what's going to happen is promoters going to put something in the rules.
Well, Brian did. Brian made a post and said that that from this point on, he don't care about, you know what I'm saying, races. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's not getting no money until they race. So, hey, hats off to Brian because that's respectable, you know what I'm saying? Because you're cheating everybody, you're cheating. You know what I'm saying? You just cheat, everybody won't see it, you know? They're the two faster cars, you know what I'm saying, in that class. You know, everybody wants to see it. And, you know, I commented on it, you know, on Facebook. And Brandon Smith, you know what I'm saying, you know, posted why his reason for not, you know, wanting to run his car, you know what I'm saying, you know, after they split. Because, his shocks was wore out on his car. Me and him talked about it earlier. He said he made a change, and, you know what I'm saying, the fucking shock ain't do nothing, you know, to the front end of the car. And that's what made him know that, you know, he couldn't keep the car to air, basically, you know. But I understand what he was saying. You know, he did his split, you know what I'm saying. If he ain't got to run his car, he won't run it because he don't believe he had nothing for Marvin, you know, willing going down the track. But, yeah, hey, if y'all wouldn't have split or it wouldn't have been the finals, shit, you'd have ran that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hey, talk to me right there. Hey.
Yeah.
Get what? If I know I got somebody that's fast and I can't wheel it, I'm gonna walk my ass around the pit and I'm gonna ask anybody that can loan me some ankle weights or something to put on front of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try something.
Turn
that wheel light on.
Put some weight on that whole bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Well, keep them limiters on that sucker. If you have a shock problem, you can still tighten it down.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey,
that's their program. That's their, you know, that's their situation.
Yeah, see, and then
but
they say
go ahead. I'm sorry, Jam. Go ahead.
No. Well, go off what you were saying, you know, the people come to see the cars get the people there. So they both there for each other. And you really can't, it's hard to police it because the first thing is, I had problems with my car. You know, I couldn't run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better get up here and break them beans or do something.
Yeah.
You know, at least get up there and let the people see, you know, and then we'll do it though. I think I'd have felt some type of way on that too, you know. But that's two cars that you want to see go down, you know.
Yeah.
On side of one level.
And the 28X class split. 28X class split was in the semifinals. The last four they split. They just ran for the, you know what I'm saying, the majority of the money. The winner got the majority. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
Brian
they race,
right, but
they
chopped
they
it
still
up.
Race.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody got
they
a nice
still
little
race. Right, you know what I'm saying? That's cool, you know what I'm saying? But put the show on for the fans. The fans stay there at almost 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying, to see them finish the race.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there by myself. Drove over there by myself and drove back by myself.
Woo-hoo.
I ain't make it home. I ain't make it home to after 5:40 in the morning.
Woo-hoo. Damn. Ooh, shit. He got another big race coming up. Like almost $100,000 giving away.
that track gonna stay with some big races because they got the right people in place that putting the effort into that track. They got it. They got a formula and they got it figured out. Once the sun got off that track and that and it started cooling down, shit. They ain't started at 7 o'clock.
When they first opened it, when they was seen that, remember they had that no prep race?
Uh-huh.
When they first opened up and they wanted to put some rubber down, so Dylan Crawford had a big no prep race. Dude, by the end of the night, she began to put rubber. That surface was so good. Dude, that was floating the tires out on a no prep, man. I mean, I was like, so good, man. Shit. Yeah, that was impressive. I can only imagine when they prepped the shit out of what they do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's when people putting their effort forward. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
They did what they need to do to attract the fast cars, and that's why they're gonna have some good racing though, and they're gonna keep some good racing.
Oh yeah. And Brian in that little,
right,
he pretty good with all that stuff. Him with all it into that.
Yeah.
You know, he like his time races. He have that, and then he have his no time too. You know. He like the clock. He like to see that, so he have that part. Then I think that's what he called his X275 or something, 2-set something he call it. And then he got his no time one. So that's good.
Yeah.
They got a good little guy over there to help promote some of that stuff.
And look, check this one here out too, Jamie. That's the track throwing the races. We don't have that shit going on around. The track ain't fucking throwing us nothing.
Yeah, no.
Track ain't throwing us no time, guys. Nothing.
Well, Brian's back over there giving them some ideas and telling them what they need to do, you know? And that's, you know, because didn't Brian at one time had ran?
Not only they ain't throwing nothing, they ain't consistent with nothing. They ain't consistent with shit.
You're right. They ain't consistent
that's
with whatever giving us a service
right
test.
There.
Yeah. That's what it's going to take.
Yep.
Yeah, I get the point. No, look, I get the point of all right, the track owners or managers or whatever, don't want to waste the money of putting a glue down. But you also got to think about this: us racers with these fast small tire cars don't want to waste our money on buying fuel. And nitrous, putting all that wear and tear on our cars, or you know what I'm saying, or trucks or whatever, you know, knocking the tires off, you know, wasting our time going that motherfucker. So, hey, they don't want to waste money on glue and on tires for the rotator and tires for the flat drag, and we don't want to waste money on repairs, you know, of us possibly hurting our motor, trying to, you know, knocking the tires or trying to go down the track or wasting nitrous and fuel, you know what I'm saying? Keep trying to...
Everybody got expenses. I mean, it's just the bottom line. Everybody got expenses.
Yeah.
Right. I used to tell Jamie them all the time that, I mean, just say track rental $12,000. I don't know. I don't know what it is. We ain't done nothing in a while. That's $12,000 that they expect a promoter to make. So obviously they think the gate can pull that $12,000. So why can't they take that money and put it in the purse or put it towards the race if they feel like that track will pull that money? But they don't.
Right.
I mean, you say Mo Jeezy can come in here, he can afford $12,500, plus he can afford to pay $5,000, and plus he can come out on top. Well, if that's the mentality they got to think that they can put that same money up and get it back. And they don't.
Yeah.
It just don't add up, man.
Yeah. You're right about that, Sweetie. And we talk
and
about
that ain't
this,
even no real expense to them. You know, it's expense to you and I, but it ain't no real expense to them. That ain't money they don't, you know, that's not real money. But
right. Like
I say, if they expect you to do it and think that you can do it, then why can't they?
You got a point. I'm gonna tell you what would be reasonable if they think about it. They need to get somebody that they can rely on to when they throw a track promoted event to media blast it and give them a percentage of what the gate makes. You know what I'm saying? That way they can, all the thing I'm thinking is they may be afraid of putting a show on and they can't attract the spectators that some of the promoters do. You know what I'm saying? Well, it'll make a whole lot of sense to get somebody who's going to, you know what I'm saying, and that's good with an experience with doing media blasts. You know what I'm saying? That has a lot of followers or what have you. And that's, you know what I'm saying, in these groups and familiar with the races, you know what I'm saying, the classes that they're going through. And, you know what I'm saying, just pay them a percentage of whatever it is. That way you have a low risk, because if you don't make a whole lot, then, you know, the person won't, you know, make, you know, you won't be, you, it won't be a, at the expense of you, you know what I'm saying, coming out your pocket with no whole lot of money. And if it don't do well, you know what I'm saying, it's not that risky. So I think that'll be something that they need to tap into and think about, you know what I'm saying, if they want to bring in the races.
Yes, you're right. You got a good point.
We've been talking about this same situation and the same thing for years now, and just nothing ain't happening. So, you know, this is us just talking, and that's one of the reasons why I'm mentioning it. But I already got it in my head. I ain't about to beg and plead. I'm just going to go where motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, doing shit.
Like I say, you got the U.S. 90 right there. U.S. 90 having some stuff. You got these other places. It's not a bad drive. You know?
Not at all.
It's easy. So, you know, but for us, it's just about the same as any other track. So, you don't want to go honest. So, you got the choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you another thing, man. I inquired about a private radio test, single lane test. Oh, man, them people are retarded cheap compared to everybody else around here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm talking about less than, they $500 cheaper than the cheapest person I talked to around here.
Wow.
Yeah. And they $1,700 cheaper than another doggone another one of these tracks around here.
Wow.
And then this is the thing. They don't cap your one, like one track, they cap is, I think it's four or five calls. The other track, they cap is eight calls. They don't even cap you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
so it'll make it that much less expensive for the racers. So let's just say, for instance, if you get 13 calls that want to test on a private deal, that'll be $100 a head to do a private radio test.
Mm-hmm. Like
the last time I did a private radio test around here, it was like $300 a head.
Mhm. Yeah, see, they'd be trying to get about 300 or better.
That's no brainer. See, nobody don't care about $100 for a private rental. For sure gonna be a good track. Shit. I don't know. I know one thing. US 90. Well, it's not even US 90. It's called Mobile Dragway. Joy, my buddy up there at Mobile. Shit, he putting that pressure on Joy. Mobile putting that pressure on Joy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you need a good track down in this area that for people that don't want to travel, you know, 3 hours. You know?
Right.
that can go somewhere and really lay it down. You know, and another good track that you got. You know? So that's awesome. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Huh? Oh, man. Yep. Shit. Oh, that's good, man. A lot of those stuff. Cheese and ham game. What you call it? We got a cold box. What? What is it?
Cold box beef.
I think he fell off.
Who got the best ice?
What happened now? What'd you say? No, I'm looking for Tweety. Tweety was on here. Steven, and he fell off.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in the, probably in his, getting in his certain part of his house, his phone fall off. So we're talking about that cold box beat.
It ain't no beef. What beef? It ain't no beef.
Yeah, y'all got beef, Teddy. If you ain't got no beef, y'all wouldn't be racing.
It ain't a beef.
He's just racing.
That's good, though. Yeah, that's good, though. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Nobody making that bad out of it. Shit.
I like hand games.
You got to have a beef when you go out to somebody because you're gonna make sure you got your shit together. If you're going out there just playing around,
beef,
you ain't going to take it serious.
This race,
you
know,
get it off your mind. Are you not too cool? I hate that sucker on the other side of the table till the game is over with.
What?
Yeah. Well, we got about 12 minutes, but yeah, good, man. This is working out good, man. We get on here, this is what I like. Get on here, talk about some things. You can get us a little race kicked off or lined up for something. This is good. This is good, fellas. This is what we like. Well, I don't know about y'all, but this is what I like. We'll talk like Mo brought up some good points. You know, and all you got, we got 28 callers on here. Everybody can chime in on anything. You ain't got to have no call to have no voice. And sometimes the people that's looking on the outside see stuff different than what the people on the inside see. You know? And all input is good. Mo, what suit you got? You got a Pro One or you got a Simpson?
You say shoe?
No, what suit you got? Race suit. Yeah.
Oh, I got a Simpson, but I'm about to move up to a Pro One.
Right. I looked at him. I got a Pro Fox, but I don't know which one I'm going to get.
Yeah, that what you call it? That Pro One, and they got a Pro One. That Pro One bad, and it's reasonable. It's the cheapest out of all the decent companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna look. I don't know if they make one piece.
Yeah, they make one piece.
I'm gonna look them up and see. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Yeah, I think they 15. Uh-huh. I want to say, about the 15. They 20 suit was $500 cheaper than a Simpson.
Were they 20?
Yeah, their 20 was $500 cheaper.
Okay. Y'all look them up. I see. I looked down before. I thought they only had. I was looking somewhere else, though. I looked at because I'm second. Pro Fox is nice. That one I got is nice. I like that. But,
I think it's one of them only carry up to a 15. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't like fire. It'll give me a little bigger. I bought that one, but I'm going to go buy me a bigger shit on that. I don't like that heat. That when y'all come get me, I won't be toasty if something happens. I'll be ready. My big ass coming out of that sucker, though. Yep.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to form now.
It's about time for me to update my suit. I ain't got shit. I got a bullshit. So I'm actually wrong for even having a fucking five suit. Shit.
And I get all time in. I was up in Collinsville at that race, and I'm just watching these cars. I'm like, I know they got some fast shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at these people. I'm like, you must not have no family to go home to. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I had a 12-second car fall off. I burned to the ground. You know, I'm like, man, y'all. I'm like, man, these. I saw a dude get out. He put his jacket on, my head on, tennis shoes. I'm like, no pants, no shit, short pants. I'm like, man. I'm like, come on, man. I don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
You fuck around,
see him going down the track with an undershirt on and some slippers.
Yeah, I'm like, man, come on. Hey, you know, and I see, just because I like to say, I done had a call caught on fire, so I guess that's one of my big things, that suit. That shit ain't no that night, man. That fire be jumping on you. Like on cartoons, I tell people, like them planes be tickling you. No. Yep. I'm going to pull up for one right now. I'm going to really take a shower and see what they got. Yeah, that's about it. I think we did pretty good. Yeah. So, if anybody else got anything to say, we'll shut it down. We'll see y'all next week. And we'll see if the cold box beef is still going on or is it got put back on ice.
No beef.
Yeah, I want to see one more thing while I'm thinking about it. If anybody out there in the market for a cold box, I got one for the low, 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 low.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, hang on. The Quinn on here. That's him. Yeah, it is the Quinn. Quinn, your mic open.
Oh, what up, brother? I ain't thought this motherfucker was on today, man. I thought it was gonna be tomorrow.
You know, Monday, man. I thought it was pool on Tuesday, so I can't got no time. I gotta go on.
I know that motherfucker was tripping last week. That's why I ain't thought it was.
Well, that's why I had it Tuesday. And then look, he was tripping early because said they wanted to charge you a penny a minute to get on the show. Jeez, somebody told him a penny a minute. No, that's a gift. Monday night going to be the one. Like old time with Boom, he's having on Monday night, you know? I got free. Cause I got time. Hey, good little show to play.
A motherfucker got messy today, boy.
Yeah, I seen that. I thought they might have got on here. You talking about
what Kadu
and Jimmy?
I said, hey, look. That's what I wanted to find out. Kadu was on here?
No, he ain't chiming in at all.
We're trying to see, look. Last time, Shug and Troy was supposed to do it. Still signing his money back. I don't know what happened. I don't know if something happened to Troy. I think the Kadudum spoke that up again, love. I think the big homie getting ready to, you know, say, nip that shit in the butt
and make it happen.
Yeah. That's it.
Then B. Brown and Poke Chop, they was on like a tag in it. They on there cutting up the D. They want to settle that shit from.
Yeah,
they want to set. They want to settle that shit from the Unk race. Yeah. All
right.
I think Poke Chop Red Lit. You know, they went through there. They still went through there. Hot broke loose about three times. I think Poke Chop clipped him at the line, but he hadn't lost already. But I think Poke Chop clipped him at the eight. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Poke Chop said, I don't know. It looked like, from what I'm hearing, they're saying Poke Chop said he can't fuck with him, you know. And B. Brown like, shit, we could get it in. Let's settle this shit.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's about to happen. They ain't set no date on it yet. But
yeah.
That'd be a nice one. I like to see it. That motherfucker had everybody hyped. Them two racing had everybody hyped.
Mm-hmm.
See how that turned out. Kadu, if you're on here, boy.
Hang on, man. One more mic open up. We got 4 minutes left. Hang on, DeQuinn.
All right.
4568, who we got?
It's Poke Chop. Jay, what's happening with you?
What up, Poke Chop?
All right, what's happening?
I had to get on this old talk show, bro, because we're gonna get that in the bus today. Somebody sit there and said, talking to somebody with a blue Mustang. I'm pretty got a blue Mustang as me. So they said, I sit there going around telling somebody I'm talking about he can't fuck with me. Let me tell you something. Whatever Facebook they be doing, and they posted a video about how the race happened, it was a race. I don't sit around talking about no shit like that. And I don't do that Facebook shit. But like I say, like I told him, let's race. I'll talk that shit to him. I'll race Jesus Christ. He put on side that motherfucker. That's me. But to talk about a race that I really lit, to walk around here and say, yeah, but he can't fuck me. Hold up. Last thing I heard about that race, when we went on to the pad and trained too hot, hey, don't get scared because Smoke Chop out here. Don't run now. And that's all they were saying about that race. Now, all of a sudden, 3 months later, we talking about a fucking somebody said there, he couldn't fuck with me. When I pulled that chip, this is how I read. When I pulled the chip, he pulled the chip, how they asked me, hey, Smoke, how we pull each other? I said, let's race. It's drag racing. But I didn't know I was sitting next to Kai Kelly. So,
just,
he got a Kai Kelly Camaro. Let's get it. More race on the 14th. That's set the bitches down. That's all.
Yeah.
That's how I read. I don't do ass app. I don't do UPS. I don't do FedEx. We set them bitches on property on the 14th. I lock the bread up and let's get it in.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
But he can't fuck me. I don't do the shit like that. It was a race. Because like I said, if I wanted to be petty, I came up with the uncle race. They took it and ran with it. We had no rules out there. It was a bunch of old motherfuckers got in the seat and went through there. Hey, put a trail there. The car went through the beam. Hey man. I just sent that motherfucker through there. You know why I sent it through there? Because he made a statement at the track at Moore last race when I ran that little pickup truck. All I was doing was testing and tuning. No knives, no nothing on the car. The man shot me a 45-second pass, and I won. I turned my light on. I let that shit slide. But since somebody said I made a 45-second pass, that's fine. It's drag race. That's shit talking. I don't get mad behind that. Let's go out there and have some fun. Because all it is drag race. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. So, I'm here to put the day down. And more race on the 14th. Let's put them bitches down.
There you go.
That's all.
So we got 10 seconds left, fellas.
It's up there.
It's up there.
All
right.
Yeah, it's about to cut off.
Y'all be cool, man.
All right, y'all be good. All right, call back next week, Pork Chop. All right.
All right.